Hi there. The word for today is on learning to lead. In 2 Corinthians 7 verse 4, Paul writes to the Corinthian church and says, I have great confidence in you. When people feel used, exploited, taken advantage of, they begin to drop out. But when they feel really appreciated, they'll follow you anywhere. Paul, one of the finest leaders of all time, told the Corinthian believers, I have great confidence in you. I take pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. My joy knows no bounds. Can you imagine having those words said about you? Paul was their biggest cheerleader. He didn't just correct, he comforted. He didn't just sharpen, he strengthened. All hallmarks of great leadership. Good leaders do five things. Number one, they're consistent. They set an example by walking the walk so that everybody knows that what's heard at the bottom is practiced at the top. Second, they voice their appreciation, realizing that people need to know that they're an important part of the team and the vision. Number three, good leaders always listen to suggestions, opinions, concerns, and ideas. They don't prejudge, and they're not dismissive. Author Betty Bender put it this way, it's a mistake to surround yourself only with people just like you. Throw off that warm comforter and replace it with a crazy quilt of different and imaginative people. Then watch the ideas erupt. Number four, good leaders don't see people as statistics. Businesswoman Mary K. Ash said, and I quote, P&L doesn't mean profit and loss, it means people and love. And number five, good leaders explain why they like things done a specific way. That lessens mistakes and the resentment that can stem from feeling, quote, ordered around. Statesman Clarence Francis put it this way, you can buy a man's time and physical presence at a certain place, but you can't buy enthusiasm, initiative, loyalty, and the devotion of hearts, minds, and souls. You have to earn these things. That's the word for you today.